Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher, depending on the hospital report on that burial date with 6-6-1980, date of procedure June 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher. Referring physician is Dr. Priya Maharaj. Procedure performed in esophageal gastroenteroscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polytectomy and cold biopsy polytectomy. Indication is metapagastric discomfort, nausea, vomiting, comma, bright red blood fluorescence, comma, fissure. Description of procedure. Informed consent is obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforations, drug reactions, as well as the possible missing lesion. Physician moving to all extremities. The patient is wrapped in an SVC, placed in a lateral position. Today is for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated Olympus video gas scope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum. Stomach tree junction, esophagus, or retroflex is obtained of the cardio. Period. Air resection from the sun before withdrawal. So patient was then turned around in left lateral position. As usual, rectal exam is performed. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is within the sun, but the presence of the penetrator facility, cecal valve, and complex. So full period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, iliac cecal valve, ascending colon. Hepatic flexure transplant, spinal flexure decent, colon cyclical, and the rectum period. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bob Prep score is greater than 4, 1-1-2, with a poor prep and difficulty visualizing any of the cecum period. The patient followed the procedure without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared on a remarkable. Next line, the V-line was regular 40 centimeters from the right block. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric parenchyma, common biopsy, zero pain in the interim body for histology and zero light H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to V2 portion, comma, biopsies are obtained for further evaluation to relax celiac disease, comma, the major papilla appeared unremarkable. Next line, a colonoscopy, next line, Boston Bell prep score is greater than 4, 1-1-2, comma, poor prep with difficulty of a visualization of the cecum in its entirety, with sticky stool and significant stool debris, as well as seeds that clog the scope. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 8 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of a 6 diminutive rectal sessile polyps from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line. There was no evidence of any incisions or anal fissures noted. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy next available with a true 2-day prep with Miralax prep on 1 day as well as go lightly prep the next. Or an alternative. Period. Patient was instructed to start taking Miralax 1 to 2 weeks prior to the procedure as well. Next line, offered a repeat colonoscopy tomorrow with extended prep today. However, patient reports that she needs to go to work and cannot take another day off. Next line. Follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.